Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're continuing our discussion on what we're calling the equal opportunity offender. And if you really want to just cut to the chase, the person we're talking about, you could also refer to as the asshole. So if you're working for this equal opportunity offender, and if you're in a corporate environment, you have to do everything you can to protect yourself. So if you're going to protect yourself and you want to start to get a case against this person for the way you're being treated. So the first thing you want to do is keep detailed notes on a timeline of some of these issues that come up. And if you've got other people that are in the same situation you're in and you have their trust, convince them to do the same thing. And then at some point, you can go to human resources. You can go to whoever the senior person in the organization is. Or if you have to, you can hire an attorney and file a lawsuit if it's that bad. But somehow you need to have the paper trail that can justify what you're doing. The other thought is if you've got somebody that's verbally abusive, that's just that person that, when you talk to them, it goes awry, try to switch your form of communication from verbal to email. If you can email them and get things down, number one, if you have an email, you have a paper trail of what happens. So if they're going to be abusive over an email, that's something that you can use as evidence if something were to break badly. You can bring it to HR. You can use it in a lawsuit. So you have that to back up your case. The other benefit of doing it in email is you're not subject to the verbal abuse that you're dealing with on a regular basis. It's just an easier way to do it. So if you can separate yourself and you can communicate via email to this person or text messaging or whatever it takes, or there's some inner office system that you have, then use that as a way to communicate rather than just talking face to face. Again, sometimes you can do this, sometimes you can't, but to the extent that you can do it, try. The other thing you want to look at is check your code of conduct and employee handbook if there is one and see if you can identify any violations. And then if all else fails, do everything in your power to end the interaction with this person. Transfer to another department if you can. Find an opportunity at another firm. But the bottom line is sometimes you have to move on. And there's no reason to subject yourself to a toxic environment. If you're in this situation right now with the job market as it is here in the United States, there are plenty of opportunities out there right now. You've got a strong economy. You've got very low unemployment. This is the time that if you really need to get out of a bad situation, this is the time to try to make that move. Right? If we have an economic downturn, it becomes much more difficult. But the other thought is line up your exit strategy before you need it. So start to look around now. It's always easier to find another job when you have a job. So if you're going to decide to make that big move, line everything up ahead of time. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe and you can do it on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards where you want to go in life. And I just ask you for that opportunity. I would love to be that person for you. It just means a commitment. Just join me for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to finish our discussion on the equal opportunity offender and just tie things up. But for today, I just want you to look at your own situation. And if you're in a bad situation where you're working for somebody that is what we call the equal opportunity offender, do everything in your power to remove yourself from that. Document what you can. Figure out a way to get yourself protected. And if all else fails, look for other alternatives. Thank you.